This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning Memorial Day issue of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truckers out there, coast to coast, border to border. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. On Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go there. Take advantage of the things we have there. All right, back for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics in California. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words on that pledge. Under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, very quickly, we've had a caller that's been hanging on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Ben. I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I would like to special thank shout out to my son, TFC Alessandro Ayusco, in Camp Humphrey, South Korea, right now with the 1-6 gear camp.
Great. Great. And you tell him thank you for his service. And we remember everybody that fell during the Korean War, too. There's a special spot for them in some of these cemeteries. You'll notice it.
Yes, that was my father with the 25th out of Schofield Barracks in Hawaii.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Drive safe.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. There you go. All right. Now let's go back to the telephone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim calling from Nyack.
Yes, hello, Jim and Nyack. How's everything? Is it a little chilly up there?
Yeah, it is. I wanted to give a shout-out to my great-uncle, Philip McEwen, from Maconaco, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I never knew him, but I heard all the stories about him from my grandfather and all my grandfather's brothers. They were basically from a mining town in Pennsylvania, Maconaco. And I read a book one time the name was I Rode with Stonewall, and it was a lieutenant under Stonewall Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the book, they said something that had a ring of truth to it. What the lieutenant said was the worst thing about war is that the finest men always get killed.
Right.
The most handsome, the leaders, the most courageous, the best riders, the best shots, the people you would want to follow behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked my grandfather and his brothers one day about Philip McEwen, all those old guys geared up.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I could get out of him was he was quarterback on the football team.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot down in a bomber. He was a machine gunner over Italy.
Mm.
And it holds true. The finest men are the ones that died.
Yep.
We respect them.
Yep. And
good night, Cap.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate the emotion in there, too, because there's a lot of truth in that, and sometimes you ask yourself the question, why not me?
I can imagine. Yeah, that is.
But I appreciate what Jim was saying very, very much.
Yeah, and again, folks, if you want to call up and honor someone in the military, either serving currently or someone that has passed away or has been killed in action, the number is 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600, and we're going to continue to do that during the entire show, as well as try to inform you of some of the things that are going on out there. Now, Facebook, Kyle, has been talking about these whistleblower leaks with the vaccine hesitancy and the censorship documents that have popped up again over and over again. Now, Facebook supposedly was going to stop doing that because of the fact that we now know that Dr. Fauci and this COVID lab leak theory has gotten even more credible than what it was, say, a week ago.
Well, exactly right. And, yeah, this idea of the vaccine hesitancy, evidently somebody had gotten fired, and this also involves Project Veritas,
yep.
James O'Keefe.
Yep.
They were able to get some information on this. Yeah, so again, and especially when we're looking at what's going on at the Wuhan, or what went on at the Wuhan lab, that's also very, very disturbing. I think we're on the verge of getting some pretty startling information, stuff that we've known about in pieces, but maybe we're going to start seeing the whole picture start to coalesce.
Well, the thing that keeps coming back and coming back and coming back is Dr. Fauci's NIH that gave this laboratory over in China about $600,000 worth of American money, and they say, well, it was being used for research. We don't know exactly what they were doing, but, oh, no. They were trading specimens. They were trading lab animals back and forth. I mean, come on, give me a break. We already know this stuff.
Well, exactly right. And as I said, as we start seeing a lot of this coalesce, you know, it's going to raise a lot of alarms, I think, about what was going on and what we've been told and who's actually been trying to lead the way on getting the country through this scientifically, quote-unquote, speaking. And, you know, there could be a huge reckoning coming in the news, Captain.
Well, ABC's chief White House reporter over the weekend on, I think it was ABC News Sunday, which I flipped over real quick to see who they were going to have on, and I saw his report, said a lot of reporters have egg on their face over the Wuhan lab leak theory because they were throwing salt in the wound of that, saying, no, not true. It's Trump trying to do whatever, and now they're having to eat their words. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the phone number in case you want to call in and honor someone on this Memorial Day.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our good friends again over at MyPillow. Mike Lindell and I have spoken 3 times in the last 10 days. And the last time I talked to him, we were talking about Memorial Day. And I got a touch for what was it he wanted us to play, and he gave me a couple of requests. You heard one. You're going to hear another one here in a minute. But I'm very honored to be able to be a spokesman for MyPillow right now. And one of the things that they're doing is they're starting out with a bang here. The lowest price ever on the MyPillow premiums, $29.98. That's $40 below what the normal price is. And all you got to do is use the product code CAPTAIN to get that price. And also, their 6-piece MyPillow towel set, which I have a set of right now, and I'm really impressed with the quality, is $65 below what it was before. And again, all you got to do is use the product code CAPTAIN to save you some money. Now, you can give them a call if you'd like at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, or just simply go to the website, MyPillow.com. Take a look at all the things they've got there, MyPillow.com, and use the product code CAPTAIN, and you'll be able to save a whole bunch of money on whatever it is you want to buy. And Kyle, what do they always say over at MyPillow?
Well, folks, you can save a lot of money and get deep discounts. Just go to their website, use the product code CAPTAIN.
Bingo. All right. Well, folks, we're going to play another song dedicated to Memorial Day and all those who have lost their lives and the Gold Star families. And this is something that is a little bit different. It's called This Place Called the USA.
Thank you. can't get a man to work. People get married and they still flirt. Don't pledge allegiance to our flag like we used to do. Good men are willing to give their lives. My politicians take away our rights, saying they know best what's good for you. These days, dads are always gone. Mama's still here, but she's on her phone. Grandma's raising the kids, and the devil is too. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. Give my life this place called USA. No other place that I'd rather live. Love my wife and teach my kids about the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'm sick and tired of people putting it down. If you don't like it here, somewhere you love, it's fine with me. We don't need people riding the fence. You're either riding with us or you're riding with them. Make up your mind which side you stand. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't. I bleed red, white, and blue in my ways. You just can't change. Wrong or right, I give my life. This place called USA.
All right, that's a gentleman by the name of Creed Fisher, this place called the USA. Kyle, have you heard that one before?
Yes, I have. That's a really something. I love
it. Yeah, it's kind of get down and get at it music.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and very patriotic because everything around the set there with the video was all red, white, and blue. What I didn't play beforehand was the kids standing there doing the Pledge of Allegiance, which was really kind of neat. But let's get going with a couple more things here. Over 200 Republicans have pressed Nancy Pelosi to back the investigation of the COVID-19 origin probe. They said, hold the Chinese Communist Party responsible.
Well, you know, Captain, from what we know of the origins and at least the state of affairs in China, Wuhan especially,
mm-hmm.
when all this began, and now that we know that people who actually worked at the Wuhan Virology Institute who actually went to the hospital back in November of 2019 with COVID-like symptoms,
yep.
you know, something's going on. And to know the origins of this is not a political thing. It's a practical thing. We don't want something like this to happen again. And I can't imagine that we won't know the actual truth of this, but, of course, it is wrapped up in politics.
Yeah, and I'm sure, and again, with what we just heard here this weekend, just over the weekend, coming out again, and the COVID leak theory just got even more credible with more information that's come out. I mean, Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, has got to be squirming right now because I think he's going to be the fall guy real quick.
You know, there could be a real turn of events here in terms of the perception of Fauci, and I think you're right on the money on that. We're going to wait and see what happens, obviously, but all of this coordination or communication back and forth with the NIH and all these things, it just doesn't bode well once you sort of mm-hmm. think it out to its logical conclusions.
Yeah, and some of these media types, the liberal media types, are calling out their own media groups, people in their groups saying, you know, this was all politics that they were playing, that they should have known about this to begin with. CNN said that. Michael Smirkonish was one that did that. And a Washington Post columnist blasted the media on the COVID-19 lab theory, did an about-face for their zero self-awareness that they were had a mission impossible or a possible that they were trying to do. I'm sorry, mission impossible they were trying to do, and that was to go after President Donald Trump.
Well, that's right, and everything was wrapped up in politics at that time, and it was one mission, as you mentioned, that mm-hmm. is get Trump. So anything President Trump said was looked at as kooky, mm-hmm. as tinfoil hat, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Now, there was something that happened in Texas last night about the controversial voting bill that was going to pass, but they had to have a quorum of senators there in the Texas Senate. And what happened at the 11th hour was the Democratic delegation got up and walked out, and they lost their quorum, and they had till midnight to vote on it. They didn't do it, so it didn't pass.
It didn't pass, you're right, because of that very reason. Now, what this does, it basically kills it for this legislative session for
yep.
this year. But Governor Greg Abbott may be able to call back a special session. We'll see.
Yeah, well, he can do that, but it's every 2 years they meet. You know, it's every other year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for 6 months or something like that.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. it may not be over exactly yet, but this was a big blow.
Yeah, and again, you are right. Now, here's another one that's going to be interesting. Joe Biden's budget proposal has lifted the ban on federal funding for abortions.
You know, Captain, there are many different things about the Biden administration that I think the American voters will think of as a bridge too far, as it were. And the American voters, I think, have time and time again not wanted federal funding to go for abortions. And so I think they're miscalculating exactly where the American people are on this.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Chuckie Boy Schumer has promised to force a Senate vote sometime in June on the sweeping SB1 election reform bill, which is the bill that came out of the House.
Well, that's right, and this is the bill that essentially calls for federal regulations and so forth that actually takes away
yeah.
Local and state authorities.
And it is as unconstitutional as a day is long, but they don't care.
Well, of course they don't care. They're trying to get while the getting's good. They know that 2022 is racing up to them at breakneck speed, and they've got to get everything that they can get right now. That's at least what they're trying.
Yeah, and here comes the music, and he's saying, let's see, Jeff is saying, to hold the Chi-Coms liable will implicate the Demo Rats as accessories. Well, sure it will.
It will.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to have Kathy give you the phone number right here.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Negotiations continue over the president's infrastructure package, with Republicans presenting a nearly $1 trillion counterproposal late last week. One of the Republican senators leading negotiations with the White House believes that offer will provide a base to bring bipartisan support to the issue. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Capito tells Fox News that she believes there is the will to get a deal done soon.
We've got a great basis for this because we just passed a surface transportation bill unanimously out of my committee with Senator Carper as the chairman. And so I think we're building those blocks towards a really good, solid infrastructure package that has bipartisan support. So we're responding to what the president has said. He told me on the phone just day before yesterday, let's get this done. And I think that means that he has, his heart is in this.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
All right, this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, moi, the captain, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own, or you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can get a price quote right there for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an IV, and they can even help you. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, and even your condo insurance. So go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And you'll find out who your local agent is if you want to talk to the agent, or you can get it all done right there on the website. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, well, this portion of the program, we've got some more music bringing us in here, reminding everybody about the fact that it is Memorial Day. The soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen that have given all so that we might be able to enjoy our freedoms in America today. And here's a little something from Trace Atkins.
Lot on Dogwood Drive. Your old truck and a 9-to-5 comes home at night to a pretty wife with a baby due. He'll sleep in on Saturday, cut the grass if it don't rain. After church, he'll watch the game and have a beer or two. he'll stand up when he hears the anthem, and that won't ever change. He's still a soldier, his blood runs red, white, and blue. He put away his gun and boots, but he still believes the American dream. His last breath he'll always be a soldier. He's still a soldier. He's on his couch for the news at 10. He'll see those places that he's been. And when a brother falls, there's a part of him that does too. And if they call and needed him back, all he'd be on that plane. He's still a soldier, his blood runs red, white, and blue. He put away his gun and boot, but he still believes the American dream. To his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Trace Adkins, and that's one that I hadn't heard in a long, long time there, Kyle. I'm still a soldier.
Yeah, that is, again, yeah, very powerful imagery and just a great song.
And, you know, again, this Memorial Day, we remember those that have given all, some gave some. And the fact of the matter is, folks, is that it's a great day for you to take the little ones in the family and run them by a military cemetery. There's many of them around. They're not hard to find. And this is the day where if you need to have someone explain something to somebody, there'll be people there that can explain to you what's going on. There'll be a lot of volunteers at the cemetery, Sarasota, Bushnell, even over here in Tampa, post number 5 on Kennedy at Dale Mabry, right there in that corner. You'll be able to find out a lot of different things you didn't know about. So that would be my suggestion, a little American history today. Speaking of American history, I think Canada could use some. What do you think?
I think you're right about that, Captain, especially I think you're talking about the this issue with Canada, with the idea that what's happening is that the Christian foundations there are beginning to crumble because of the ongoing COVID-19 regulations that are there.
Yeah, and it's putting churches technically out of business because they can't have services, and it's making it very hard for the pastors to pass the collection plate, if you will, and that sort of thing. And churches still have expenses, too. And this is just and Canada, I would say Canada is probably our closest socialist neighbor since we go border to border with them, unlike Cuba that's 90 miles away.
Well, right. And there's a particular pastor there in Canada. He's actually been arrested for defying some of these regulations, but he's very concerned about the Christian heritage.
And before I get hate mail from Canada, I'm talking about your government. Okay, I'm not talking about the people in Canada. People in Canada, most of them are really good, give you the shirt off your back.
Oh, yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, your government, you elected the wrong people up there, folks, just like they did down here. Joe Biden, man, they're going to get rid of him and clean house and clean the Senate and the House up in 2022. It's going to make it look like old home day in the park.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. well, and especially even here in California, there was a lot going on with churches and so forth.
And these Democrats are well aware of it because I keep talking to more and more of them that are saying we can't support our party anymore. We just can't. They're gone over to the dark side. By the way, speaking of the dark side, Vice President Kamala Harris needs a refresher about what Memorial Day is all about.
Well, Captain, Vice President Kamala Harris put out a tweet with just this big picture of her sort of smiling, looking off to the side, but smiling, and her tweet just said this, and I quote, "Enjoy the long weekend," mm-hmm. unquote. And that was met in the Twitterverse with a lot of backlash, people saying, hey, wait a minute, don't forget the long weekend is about remembering those who have fallen. Mm-hmm. For example, and mm-hmm. so there's a lot of replies to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to Eric from Seminole on the tone line, and we're not going to have a lot of time for him. So, Eric, you got 1 minute.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Real quick, there's a lot of times people just remember those that have perished, given their last full measure of devotion during warfare or combat. I'd like to take real quick to remember four individuals that actually perished during technical training. December 1999, I'm just going to use their last names, Aziz and Sebastian Hansky, perished off the coast of San Clemente Island in December 99 while conducting VBSS training and qualifications as part of First Force Reconnaissance Company. And then less than a year later, in free fall school, we lost an instructor and a student, Schaefer and Mustard, during a high altitude night combat simulation collision. Mm. That was a very long night mm-hmm. out there in the desert. Complete stand down on both events. Sebastian and Aziz were part of our sister platoon, mm-hmm. Second Force Reconnaissance Company. Obviously, families were impacted, children. They've all been taken care of regarding Special Warfare Foundation and Marine Corps Reconnaissance Foundation, et cetera. One Marine, two sailors, and one Air Force instructor. So I just want to take that time. I got others that perished in combat that I know personally, but we'll just keep it at that. And I just want to say mm-hmm. it's not about us. It's about them.
Yep.
And, remember those, I'm going to quote the late Major Zimbeck that I served with. Mm-hmm. Remember those that were killed and never let rest those that killed them.
Yep.
Anyway, just want to leave it there, sir. Thanks, gentlemen. Simplify.
Thank you very much, Eric. That's very well said. And Eric, of course, is one of our cherished veterans that we've had the opportunity to meet and talk to, and I've met both of his sons, Kyle. Both of them were Marines. Well, one wasn't a Marine at the time, but one of them is still a Marine. One of them is not, but the one that's a Marine is now a sergeant headed for staff sergeant.
Wow. Very nice.
Tell me about it. All right, hold on. Folks, we're coming right back with more of the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We'll see if anything's changed. Don't go anywhere. Coming back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. Make sure you pull on in there and grab yourself a free cup of coffee. Tell them you're listening to me, the Captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget to join the Drivers Club. Take advantage of the points you get there for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and whatever you buy in the store. Now, before we get started here, before we play the music, I want to get this out there right away because this is important. Coming in from the west, Midland, Texas, you have a tornado warning with what looks to be a tornado on the ground right now, west of Midland, Texas, headed in your general direction, just north of I-20. So please, 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 if you see that storm coming, make some sort of a way to get shelter. If you're out on the highway and it's coming at you, pull over, get in a ditch, or pull underneath a bridge, an overpass. But it's there, and it looks very ominous right now on the radar. And then we've got another tornado watch, severe storm warning, up almost into Oklahoma, up there north and east of Lubbock right now. So that's what's going on there. All right, we're going to play a little bit of music here, and then we'll be right back. We'll be right back. That's Toby Keith, Made in America. And we're going to get right back to the weather here because this is important stuff if you're out there in the highway in Texas. I'm going to say this again before I give it to Kyle. We have a tornado warning right now west and just slightly north of I-20 coming into the vicinity of Midland, Texas. There is rotation in this storm. It does look like a tornado on the weather map. And then up there to the north and the east of Lubbock, Texas, almost to U.S. Highway 82 up there, you have got a tornado watch up there with a severe thunderstorm warning. And there's a big line of storms that goes all the way up into Kansas, into central Kansas right now. Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Out in the west tonight, we do have some heat advisory starting in southern Oregon. Now moving down into central and northern and central California, all the way down to Bakersfield, we have excessive heat warnings going on. Looks like the hottest temperatures will be on Monday. That is Memorial Day observed. And so be careful there because the temperatures can easily go into the triple digits. Over in the Las Vegas area, over in Nevada, we also have what's an excessive heat watch right now. Temperatures could be almost as much as 110 forecast. And right now they're forecasting what appears to be light rain in the Las Vegas area. That should be going on to about 4 a.m. Local time there in Las Vegas.
All righty. Now, taking a look at the weather, again, Texas, the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo in about 100 miles, and the central and southern part of Oklahoma tonight down I-35 to the Texas line and on over to Wichita Falls and then Wichita Falls over to New Mexico, on down to Midland and just south of Midland. You've got rain, you've got flood watches and warnings, you've got a tornado warning, active tornado warning right now in the Midland, Texas area. I'm watching this on the radar. There is rotation in this storm as it's closing in on Midland, and it's looks like it's the real deal here right now, folks. And if you're hearing the sirens go off, please take shelter in the Midland area. And then up there north and east of Lubbock, just south of 82 up through there, you have got a severe thunderstorm warning there. Lots of flood watches and warnings all through this line of severe storms. It goes all the way up into central Kansas right now. And taking a look at some weather to the northwest corner of Iowa right now, we have got, it looks like a well, it's a fog advisory. I'll be doggone. And then we've got a wind advisory in the middle of Nebraska tonight. And a frost warning going on right now. Frost warning in southwestern Buffalo, Dundee inland, and Ripley as well. And then the northwestern corner of Pennsylvania tonight. The same frost warning is there tonight. Now, not freeze, frost. And the temperatures are chilly in the north right now. So there you have it. But please be careful. Texas I-20, that lightning you see off in the distance, if you're approaching Midland, that's a major, looks like a major severe thunderstorm coming at you. Could have a tornado in it by the looks of what we're looking at right here. And, Kyle, you're watching what I'm watching.
That's right. Yes. It's very, very concerning.
Yeah, we see the rotation and we see the warning, tornado. It keeps blinking at me there. So, doggone it. I certainly hope everybody will be okay. Now, we've got some affiliates over in both of those areas that I'm talking about here, so please adhere the warnings. This is not a drill. It's the real deal going on there right now, and it's moving in your direction. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, you take care and enjoy, and I know you'll remember this, but enjoy yourself and your family today, but remember all those who can't.
That's exactly what we're going to be thinking about.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Take care.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much and what he does. Now, I'm going to stay on this weather here for a minute because, again, it's not a regular thing to where I can actually sit here and tell you that I'm looking at a tornado on the ground. But I am, and here it is again, and there may be more than one because there's two different warnings here for this area, and I'm going to try to pull up
what the description is, what it's telling me here right now. Because for the drivers that are out there, you don't want to get yourself caught up in this. Now, coming out of Amarillo, to the south of Amarillo, and there is the one that I'm looking at that's now moved over into Oklahoma from Texas. It's east of Plainview, and it's now crossed over the border into Oklahoma, just south of I-40 and east of Amarillo. That's the one that's to the north that we were telling you about. But there's one down below it, down in the Midland area, and I'm watching to see where that went. I'm going to refresh the screen here and see if I can pull it up. The one down below Midland. Okay, here it is right here. This is moving along right now, pretty much following the interstate, just north of the interstate. And it is this is the worst of the two of the warnings that are out there right now, right there, pardon me, in the Midland area. And needless to say, Big Spring headed in your direction. So once again, please be careful. And along with this is a flash flood warning for all the rain that they're getting over there, too. So, quite a night in store for Texas as these storms are moving into Oklahoma. So, Oklahoma, it'll be approaching, looks like Oklahoma City in the not-too-distant future, probably an hour away from Oklahoma City, but it looks there. So, we got a front to be watching. In the meantime, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning, Memorial Day edition. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more to talk about.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.